Well, hello there, my friend. This is Gina Scalpone. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get kick-in-the-pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. I hope you're ready for an amazing podcast episode, my friend. Okay, let me give you a little backstory on this podcast episode topic ideas. So, I host a weekly show called Ask Me Anything inside my private Facebook group. Inside that group, there's about 1,700 hairstylists and small business owners as of this date, which is September of 2022. And I created the group just to encourage others, to inspire others, to help other people out, to get people to show them how to build up their books, how to eliminate overwhelm, how to show up online, all types of things. So I go in that group weekly and I say, hey everybody, what questions do you have for me? And I usually grab the stylist and bring my camera and I coach them. So I grabbed six recent questions that the stylist had asked me, recent meaning in the last year, so that's actually been a lot. There's been a lot more. But I grabbed six from my notes. I have notes for everything. I teach from like my iPad, so I have notes. I have the questions that the stylists have asked me. So I haven't revisited these questions in a while. I'm going to go off the cuff today, and I'm going to share with you the questions that I've got from them, the six I have now, and I'm going to hopefully give you some insight in a very value-packed, I'd say under 10-minute podcast episode. So I grabbed a couple different things, questions. I hope this really inspires you, helps you out, and gives you some inspiration and ideas and some action steps. I don't want to just give inspiration and have you just sit there and be like, that was amazing. I want you to take action, my friend. Okay, are you ready? Let's go. This is a flash fire Q&A. First question I got from a stylist was, how do you know what to post on social media? So to me, when a stylist or someone else asks me that, they're asking a very general question. So what I would assume by that question is that they are not active on social media and they kind of don't know where to start. So if that is you, my friend, if you've thought to yourself, how do I know what to post on social media? Can you just say, heck yeah, right now out loud? My suggestion is make a list of what your clients have asked you in the last, let's say, 2 weeks. If you can't think of anything, make yourself a note to make a list for the next 2 weeks of all the same questions your clients ask. Now, for example, when I create hair tutorial videos, I create how to do a top knot, how to do beachy waves, how to tease the crown area of your head. Why do I create that type of content in hair tutorials? Because my clients are always asking me, and that's why I created a tutorials about that. So I want you to go back and I want you to see, like, what are my clients asking me? Make a list, get 4 or 5 things and create content around that. I don't care if it's a still pic, I don't care if it's a reels, I don't care if it's you doing your own hair, I don't care if you set up your phone, record it, and do someone else's hair. Whatever it is, just start there. I promise this will get the wheels churning in your brain, this will get the ball rolling. Okay, so that was the first question that I'm sharing with you that someone asked me. Number two, how can I be confident in my hair cutting services and not compare myself to my neighbor? So I thought this is a really good question. I remember exactly which stylist this is from. She's a very seasoned stylist as a salon owner. This woman is amazing. But you know what? We all get like that sometimes. We all slip up. We're like, oh gosh, she's doing better. He's doing better. His tutorials look better. His Instagram account looks better. Her haircuts look better. I always say, look at others in your industry for inspiration. Don't look at them and compare yourself. I know that's easier said than done, but think about this little mindset tweak hack. They're running their race, you are running yours. Keep your blinders on. I can't tell you the amount of times I've coached students inside my paid programs and they said the same thing. I can think of someone off the top of my head who said this about social media. She's like, I'm constantly comparing myself to people online. And I said, these are the three reasons why you should be going online. One, you're simply giving yourself, let's say, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes to scroll aimlessly. This is not to compare yourself to your quote-unquote competition. Number two, you're going on social just to be inspired. You want to see what's going on out there. You want to get inspiration. And number three, you're going on social to post. So think about that with someone next to you doing really cool hair. Either you're at the salon to actually do hair, you're watching them because you want to get inspired, or you're looking at what other people are doing just because you're curious and you're not going to have any judgment on it. You're just simply curious. We are human. It is natural to be curious. Okay, moving on to number three. This question was, how do you convince a client that they need an add-on service? For example, reconstructor, color enhancer, wax, etc., without making them feel that it's a money thing. I can remember exactly who the stylist was that sent me this message right now in front of me. I have no one's names. I just have the questions. This is the thing, and I coached her for like 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm going to share this with you. You don't need to convince anyone of anything. You need to showcase your expertise and your talent online, and you need to make sure your clients are following you. So let's use an example. She said color enhancer. Let's say she's talking about color enhancer, what the benefits are. She has some before and after pictures of the color enhancer. She has some testimonials that clients have left her on, let's say, Yelp about the color enhancer service that she provided. When you're showcasing your expertise, when you're showcasing your work, you're just simply sharing information. You're inspiring, you're sharing insight, the benefits of a color enhancer. And if you know your clients are following you online, which they should be if you're showing up online to promote your amazingness, then when you suggest a color enhancer when they're in your chair, they don't think twice about it. That's it in a very general answer, but that's why it's so important to show up online and make sure your clients are following you. Okay, moving on to number four. How do I get people to engage with my posts so they go from followers on social to customers in my chair? That's actually a very good question, and I'm teaching this specific topic in great detail in my upcoming masterclass. It's free. It's for 5 days, and it's coming up in the beginning of October. Stay tuned, my friend. Okay, here's an answer. In general, I guess I'm going to say, again, I'm going to go into much more detail about this in my upcoming masterclass series, and I went into much more detail when I coached the stylist inside my Ask Me Anything, on my Ask Me Anything show, but this is basically it. First of all, one, you want to make sure you show up consistently. People need to see that you're showing up and that you're consistent. Remember, my friends, only 4-6% of your followers see your posts, so you need to be pretty dang consistent. Number two, make sure in every post you're leaving a CTA. It's called a call to action. Get your followers to engage. Get your followers to do something. Book an appointment. Leave me a DM. Comment below. Then once they engage on your post, make sure you comment. If they say that color looks great, don't just say thank you. Say thank you so much. I think that color would look great on you too. I'll send you a text message. Or thank you so much. Have you tried that color yourself? Right? Okay, so that's how you do it. You want to make sure you're showing them consistently. You want to make sure you're creating something in the post to get them to do something, not just here's before and after on Jennifer's hair. And then when they do engage, you want to make sure you get them to talk more and or get in your chair. Okay, moving on to number five. Her question was, when I think about planning out my content for Instagram, should I always focus on teaching them something? I always want to provide value, so I have a hard time posting unrelated content or content around myself or my business. I know that's a thought shift, but you always teach something for the most part. What a good question. I love when I get these amazing questions from bright small business owners. So obviously this small business owner is active on social and very much gets social. But her, where she was tripped up, and I can remember exactly who that was, she's like, oh, she's just posting about business stuff. And this is what I say to that. Listen, you can post 15 amazing before and after pictures of your color and cut. Someone who's following you knows you're amazing. Why would they go to you versus the hairstylist at the next salon? They want to make sure they like you. So you posting a cute pic of you and your dog at the beach on your day off, they are seeing something that's relatable to them. Whether they have a dog, whether they like dogs, or whether they just see that like, oh, hey, look, she's really, this is what she does on her day off. Or let's say you're a hairstylist, but you really love cooking and you're sharing on, let's say, your Instagram stories, a cool recipe that you're making. That's okay. That's your personal life. You like to cook. You like to eat. Other people probably like to cook and or eat, or they just like seeing what you're doing on your day off. It gets people to know, like, and trust you when you're not only showing content related to your business. I think you should do three things in your post. You should be entertaining, educating, or inspiring them. So if you're educating them on your services, let's say why a certain hair product works good, that's great. You can entertain them, like, again, something fun. What's something fun or funny about you? Why did you start doing hair? What's something that trips you up that you just can't get over? And then also, how can you encourage someone? How can you inspire someone? You can talk about a really cool, inspiring story regarding one of your clients. You could talk, again, about why you started your business, what your first haircut experience was like. So look at it like that. You're building a brand when you're online. You're not just Stephanie the stylist. You're Stephanie the stylist who specializes in blank and does blank for fun. Okay, moving on to the very last question. Number six, how do I deal with clients when I become sick? Like unexpected sickness, pregnancy, COVID, what's the protocol? I remember getting this question sent in to me about a year ago. We were deep in the depths of the pandemic. So a lot of stylists, among many other small business owners and service-based business owners, had a really hard time. So I say this very lightly, and I say this very respectfully, and I say this very as kind as possible. You just have to be honest with your clients. You are human. Believe me, if their dentist or their doctor canceled on them, they would understand it as well. You are human. You have to cancel when you have to cancel, when you're not feeling good. So just be as, my answer to that is, how do you deal with clients when you become sick, is be as communicative as humanly possible. So I'm assuming that you're a professional stylist when you're asking this question. I'm assuming that you don't call in sick all the time. I'm assuming this is just a rare occasion. But I'm guessing it might be from a client who already disrespects you if they don't understand when you have to call in sick when you're not feeling good. Or you're just feeling guilty about it. And there's no reason to, my friend. You are human. Okay. I hope this podcast episode helped you out. I know it was action-packed, and now we're coming up on 13 minutes. I like to keep these podcast episodes very short and sweet because I know, my friend, you are very busy. So I hope this podcast episode helped you out. I hope it gave you some inspiration. Please leave a review for me on Apple iTunes. If it did, I would love to know. Thank you so much for listening, and please take action on one of these things that I suggested. Thank you so much, my friend, for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Mwah.